And among the refugees fleeing the Gulf region are some 400 residents of a military retirement home in Gulfport, Mississippi. They were bused to a sister home in Washington, D.C., where they arrived to applause and hugs. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
When Hurricane Katrina swept across the Gulf Coast Monday, water from the storm surge inundated the first floor of the Armed Forces retirement home in Gulfport, knocking out power, destroying the kitchen, and rendering it uninhabitable. Directors of the home quickly decided on a course of action. They chartered buses to move the residents, all of them elderly, many frail, to the Armed Forces retirement home in Washington. Sheila Abar says volunteers and staff in Washington sprung into action.
We've had some dormitory areas that we had moved out of that, we needed to mop and make sure that everything was fine, get the beds made and stuff. But for the most part, we've had 200-300 volunteers on this campus just helping with anything, plus staff members. Staff members has stayed late here on the Washington campus just to make sure that the arrival is smooth for them.
The Armed Forces retirement home sits on a hillside not far from the Capitol building, the grounds affording an extraordinary view of the dome. Abraham Lincoln used to come here to escape the oppressive heat of the city. There's even a golf course tucked away on the property. At one time, as many as 3,000 vets lived in what was called the Soldiers and Airmen's Home. Now there's about a third as many, so there are plenty of empty rooms for the Gulfport refugees. Still, Chief Operating Officer Timothy Cox said some Washington residents need a little reassurance.
We had a meeting yesterday with them to give them a status on what was going on. I had out of 1,000, I bet you we had close to 500 people in our theater, and they just wanted to know how they could help. Some rumors we had that I was displacing some residents from their rooms. Every resident here is keeping their room. We're putting them in unoccupied space.
Two road, another road up here. All right, let's get lined up right here. There you go.
By mid-morning yesterday, volunteers, including many active duty personnel from the Washington area, gathered on the grounds to welcome the buses from Gulfport. They lined up in rows, forming a path for the elderly retirees. Somebody passed out small American flags for the welcomers to hold. And then the buses pulled up, seven of them, and the veterans carefully stepped down. Some were put into wheelchairs, others given their walkers to push. One man carried a small plastic grocery bag holding his belongings. After 84 years, he said, smiling, "That's all I've got."
This is nice.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Mary Nelson said it was scary leaving Gulfport, describing having to walk through water in the darkness. But on a sunny late summer's day in Washington, things looked much better.
This is amazing. We're delighted.
William Thomas, originally from Ohio, served 20 years in the Navy, once sailing through a typhoon off Okinawa. So Katrina, he said, wasn't exactly frightening, but it was certainly destructive.
Well, we came out, it was dark, and you see everything was tore up. And I was up on the ninth floor of the building when the thing was going on. It was real interesting.
The retirees all agreed that the trip to Washington was long and for some a bit arduous, but Thomas said it was a journey everyone realized was inevitable.
They're happy to be out of there. It was getting kind of smelly in the building, no water, no electricity, no ventilation, and it's 90 degrees or more and humid.
It's going to be some months before officials determine whether they can rebuild the Gulfport retirement home. So the 400 extra guests will remain here for the foreseeable future. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.